1 Corinthians chapter 14. In this chapter, Paul is discussing three gifts of the Holy Spirit. He's discussing the gift of tongues, the interpretation tongues, and the gift of prophecy. Now, I said discussing. He's giving us a very well-balanced idea of how these gifts are to be used. Unfortunately, the people in Corinth had begun to abuse the gifts. And, you know, that abuse took different forms, but the primary thing that was going on is that they were using these gifts for their own good instead of, you know, praying and saying, Lord, we want these gifts to be a blessing to you, to your people, to here, to the body of Christ. And Paul is really, in effect, in chapter 14, telling us the correct way to use these gifts. Now, as he begins this chapter, he says this. He says, pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. And then in verse 3, he says, but he who prophesies speaks edification, exhortation, and comfort to men. So this morning, we would, while we look at sort of the overview of this chapter, we would like to pay a special attention to these three things, these three gifts of the Spirit, prophesying words of exhortation, prophesying words of edification, and prophesying words that bring comfort to men. Now, this is a continuing letter to the church in Corinth. And this church, of course, had problems. We've talked about that. They had a number of different problems. And Paul has dealt with those problems. And now he's dealing with some of the gifts that have been misused in the body of Christ. He's not, you know, accusing them so much of misusing the gifts. He's telling them how the gifts are designed by God to be used. Now, every person in the body of Christ has gifts that are needed to make the body work. You know, we, in this day and age, focus a lot on, you know, big sanctuaries, a very well-prepared message by the pastor. But, you know, that's a significant part. But that's not the only part that God is seeking for the body to show forth. You know, we are what? We're the body of Christ, meaning that we all have something that we need to, you know, add to the mix of gifts that we have. Now, in Corinth, you know, the church was severely different than what we have today. The church was, first of all, they met in homes. And they, you know, didn't always have a pastor per se. They had an elder that was in charge. And Paul kind of gives us a little feel of what it might have been like. He says in verse 26 of this chapter, chapter 14, how is it then, brethren, whenever you come together, each of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. And he says, let all things be done for edification. Edification is very important. We'll get to that meaning in just a moment. But, you know, just if you read that verse and you think about it a little bit different than today, first of all, what stands out to me is that it says, each of you has, and, you know, people had contributions to make to the service. Some people had a psalm. Some people had a, you know, a teaching and so forth. And, you know, we've changed a little bit. We have large groups, and we have skilled worship teams, and we thank God for our worship team. We have, you know, a pastor who speaks a prepared message. He's thought about it. He's studied. He's researched. He's done all of those things, and he presents that study to the body of Christ. All of those things are important, and they're needed. However, there are other things that should be happening in the body of Christ, and we want to talk about some of those things that perhaps we haven't talked about recently. And three of those things are found here as he defines a little bit in a closer way prophecy. He says, prophecy speaks edification, exhortation, and comfort to men. Now, the first thing that he mentions there is edification. And edification is an architectural term. It, you know, biblical edification simply means this. It means being built up. Being built up in the Lord Jesus Christ. Edification, it's an important purpose of the church. It's certainly important in this church. We're told in Ephesians chapter 4 that God has given the church pastors and teachers and evangelists, and they've been placed in the church for the equipping of the body and for the edification of the body of Christ. So, you know, when people come in here, you know, obviously we see a group of people, but we need to see that group in terms of the picture that it presents to not only ourselves, but to the outside world, to the people that come and visit. They need to see Jesus here, and they need to see Jesus collectively. And we have, you know, all of us, we have important reasons to be here. I mean, I hope it's important that you're here on Sunday. I hope that this is a highlight of the week. But, you know, some of you, you're here to perform various functions in the church. We have people that, you know, minister to our children. We have people that minister in providing refreshments. We have different people and different people that have jobs that they're assigned to do. But listen, we all come here to be built up in the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is going to happen each Sunday as we focus on what the Lord has for us. You know, don't ever think that, you know, you've reached that point where, okay, I'm built up now. We always need to be built up in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is wanting to edify you, to build you up in Christ. That is a very important reason why you're here this morning. Your edification, you're being built up in Jesus Christ. Now, he has a number of ways of doing that. We've talked about some of the main ways, but, you know, even as you pull into the parking lot, you park your car, and somebody's getting out of the car opposite you, and right away, you know, you not only recognize that person, you recognize the work that Jesus is doing in that person's life. You know, there may be exceptions, but, you know, we come here and, you know, we come here from different walks of life, different jobs. But the one thing that really should be apparent to each one of us is that, wow, there's a brother, there's a sister, and God's working in their lives. And, you know, that is one of the things that attracts us to each other, is the fact that we're all being built up. God's doing work in our lives. And we're excited about that. At least we should be excited. And I said God has various ways of showing forth the edification that's taking on, the fellowship, we've talked about that. there are other things that the worship, all of these things contribute to our understanding of how God is building us up in Jesus Christ. You know, a long time ago, we used to sing this song, "Let's forget about ourselves and magnify the Lord and worship him." And that often is the first step. You know, we come in here and hopefully we're able to forget about some of the things that have been going on during the week. Sometimes they bug us, you know, things that have been bugging us. Sometimes things that have been overwhelming us. We set those things aside and we begin to focus on the Lord. And we recognize that we are a part of the glorious body of Christ. And you know, what we need to remember is that we all have a job in the body of Christ. We all have something that we are called to do. And one of the things we're going to talk about this morning is these prophetic gifts. It says that, once again, that he who prophesies speaks edification, exhortation, and comfort to men. Now, I just want to ask rhetorically, please don't raise your hands, but how many of you have ever been used by the Lord to speak the word of the Lord, either in terms of edification? Edification, once again, that's an architectural term. It means to build. And when we talk about it in terms of biblical meaning, we're talking about building people up in Jesus Christ. How many of you have ever been used in a word of exhortation, just a word of encouragement? How many of you have ever been used in edifying the church or bringing comfort to the church? Well, we want to talk about that a little bit this morning, because I believe that not only is there an important duty for me as your pastor to do, there are important duties that the whole body is a part of. And, you know, there are some people, even in a church here of this size, we see people, they come, they get here at the last minute, they sit down, they open their Bibles, they follow along, and they're the first ones out of here. And, you know, you pray, you think, well, Lord, I hope they got something. I hope you spoke to them. But it really should be more than just a brief Sunday morning visit. I say brief, you know, you're here for an hour on Sunday, then you leave. Man, we need to be the body of Christ, meaning this, that God has special things for us to do. Now, here in this passage, he talks about prophesying. Prophesying. Now, listen, when you prophesy, you are actually speaking the word of the Lord. You're God's mouthpiece. And as you speak God's word, God is speaking to that person. And hopefully, because it is the Lord, number one, the person's attention is, in many cases, just sort of riveted. And secondly, this person is thinking, wow, I've got to do something about this. Now, hopefully that happens during the sermon, but it doesn't always happen that way. But when it's one-on-one or one-on-two or three, just a small group of people, and God delivers a word through a spokesperson, and you realize, how did that person know about what I was going through, number one? And then number two, he's telling me to do something that I've never even thought of before. And, you know, that thing is pointing you toward the Lord. It's not pointing you toward something that, you know, you've forgotten about. It's pointing you to the Lord. Now, maybe you've forgotten about the Lord, and so often we do. So often we're in a situation where we need God's help, but we need God's help so bad that we don't even think of asking God for help. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if you would just stop, if you would just stop for a moment and pray and ask God what he would like you to do in this situation. But no, we don't do that. We're scrambling. We're you know, going through the files in our mind, trying to figure out what it is that we need to do in this situation. And sometimes, I would say the great majority of the time, is if you leave out prayer, you're going to continue to run in circles. And so God wants us to focus on him. But I want to say this. Even in a group this size, there are people here. And they've come to church. And maybe they're struggling with something. Maybe they've been struggling with it for a long time. Maybe it's a depression factor. Maybe it's something that they feel powerless to do anything about. They know they shouldn't feel this way, but it's so overwhelming. And I'll tell you, hopefully the word of God will be ministered to them from the pulpit. But that's not always the case. But God brought that person here for a reason, and he has something to say to him, and he might have a message to deliver to that person through one of you, where you would go up and you would begin to speak with this person. You know, I'm not necessarily saying go up and look that person in the eye and say, I have a word for you. You know, this is a situation where we begin to share with the person. And, you know, so often these prophetic words, now, the word edification, it's talking about being built up in the Lord. And that's sort of a general category. And you might have a specific word of edification, and as you're sharing that, you know, you realize that this word is not from you, it is from the Lord. In fact, there are times, I've even had this experience myself, where I've shared with someone, and either as I'm sharing or after I've finished sharing, I think, oh my goodness, that was the Lord. I mean, that was the Lord. I had no idea that the conversation would flow in this direction. I had no idea that these are the words that I would speak, but they just kind of naturally come, and as they come, you're realizing that you're giving this person a word of prophecy. And as I say, these prophecies can fit into these three different categories. The edification that speaks of just essentially getting person focused on the Lord and maybe off of the problem they're dealing with, off of the situation that they're in. Sometimes God will use you to speak specifically. I say use you. I mean you. I mean any one of us out here that loves the Lord, that is tracking with the Lord in the Word of God, God can use you to do things that I can't do. He talks about the word of exhortation. And exhortation, what does that mean? That means encourage. There are people that come in here that for many reasons are discouraged. Maybe they're discouraged with a project that they're doing at work, and they're thinking, man, I don't know why my boss ever assigned me to do this. I can't do it. And God gives you a word to speak directly to them that involves encouragement. It involves, first of all, getting their hearts and minds focused on the Lord. And then secondly, God might have specific words to say to that person. It might be something that is very important in the church. You know, there are things that God calls us to do in the church, and sometimes these things are, it's like you have to depend on the Lord. We're not going to be able to do it in our own strength. God knows that when he gives you the assignment. And sometimes, you know, we're used to working it out. We're used to figuring out how these factors go together and how to perform this and get the job done. And God is actually wanting you to depend upon Him. He's wanting you to look to Him for the word and the answer to do some of these things. And you know, sometimes we get discouraged. We get very discouraged. And we think, man, I can't do this. And we come to church, and our shoulders are kind of slumped, and our heads down, and God might have a word that He wants you to deliver to that person that brings encouragement, that causes that person to not look down but to look up, to say, Lord, You can do this. You've given me this assignment, and I don't know how You want to do it, but Lord, I look to You, I'm depending on You, and I know You will not only give the wisdom, but You will give the power to do it. And that's such a blessing when that happens. I've had that happen to me, where I'm thinking, man, I just don't know how I can do this. And, you know, there have been times where God has brought somebody to my side and has given me a word of exhortation and said, listen, John, you can do this. And there are people like that this morning that need that exhortation. You know, I don't know exactly where this where this fits, but in the three categories that I've mentioned to you. But many years ago, I was 21 years old. I was in the National Guard. I was in Texas. I was doing some training there. And while I was in Texas, now I had just recently committed my life to the Lord, and I had a real good idea of what I was going to do with my life. And I met some fellas there, and we began to fellowship together. And I was only at this installation for about 12 weeks, but in this in the 10 weeks, this fellowship grew, and it was very exciting. And this fellow that had started it was a very gifted Bible teacher. But he not only was a gifted Bible teacher, he believed in other gifts, and he would often give these prophetic words of edification, of exhortation, of comfort. And one time, it was after the meeting, he said, John, God has given me a word for you. And, you know, I thought, well, okay, what is it? And he said, one day, you are going to be a pastor of a church. And, I could hardly keep from laughing. I mean, this was not what where I was going. It was not, it wasn't on the radar scope then. And but you know, he said it, and as he looked at me and as I looked at him, I sensed this wasn't just him. This was the Lord. The Lord was speaking, and I tucked that in the back of my mind, and you know, 15 years later, I began to pastor, and you know, but I never forgot. I never forgot that word, and even as I was doing this other job that was secular in nature, I began to study and I began to prepare, and I fell in love with the Word of God. And I would read it every morning, and I had to be at work at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'd leave my house early, and I would stop at this restaurant, and I would read the Bible. I'm just saying this: that word that was shared with me was very important in terms of who I am today, and I believe that God has words of edification, words of exhortation, words of encouragement. And then it speaks of a word of comfort. And I believe that there are words of comfort, but they're not just of, consolation sort of, oh, I'm so sorry this happened, and I'll sure be praying for you that you'll be feeling better. There's nothing wrong with those kinds of words. Those words are very biblical. But a word of comfort is a specific word where God not only uses you to express the comfort that's needed, he tells the person, I am going to give you strength that you can overcome this. I'm going to give you all that you need to be able to endure through this. Maybe it's a tragedy. Who knows what it is? But God gives you specific words that say, listen, I'm going to provide for you what you need. Now, God is faithful, and God, you know, he'll get that word to you. But my job, and particularly this morning, is to encourage all of you that because we are a part of the body of Christ. Now, many of you have specific things you're called to do, and yet I believe that this calling to occasionally share a prophetic word with another person in the body is something that we need to take to heart. And as the body of Christ here in North Long Beach, we need to, take a second look at what we are doing in the body of Christ. Again, we have... some of us have assigned things that we're to do, but we're also to be a part of focusing the body, building up the body on the Lord Jesus Christ, so that when people come in here, they not only see a group of people that are listening to the Word of God. Some of you take notes. Some of you are, you're going to go home and you're going to think about some of the things that have been stated today. But, you know, these people are not just listening to a Bible study. They have the very nature of Jesus Christ. And that's what I mean when people come and they see the Lord Jesus Christ and they're excited about what God is doing. Now, there hopefully will be people even this morning that have come and they've yet to make a decision for the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, it's kind of interesting. It says in verse 25, we'll look at verse 24. It says, but if all prophesy and an unbeliever or an uninformed person comes in, he is convinced by all, he is convicted by all. And thus the secrets of his heart are revealed, and so falling down on his face, we will worship God and report that God is truly among you. Man, that's really... I mean, let's just use our imagination a little bit and think of the fact that an unsaved person comes and he hears the voice of salvation. He hears the plan of salvation. He hears that God has sent his Son to die for their sin. And if they would confess the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord, if they would repent of their sins, they hear the salvation plan and they're thinking, oh, that's kind of interesting. And then they're walking out, and somebody strikes up a conversation. And in the conversation, begins to share with them things that only God could reveal to that person. And don't you think that person would take kind of a second look and say, wow, maybe I need to get right with God. So there are all kinds of things that God can do. God can use each one of us to be a blessing. To be a blessing to one another. I mean, you know, you come here and you see someone that is a dear friend, and maybe they've been away and they've come back and you're so happy to see them, and you're a blessing to them. But you know, you can be a blessing to a person that's never been in this place before. You can share with that person words not only of friendship. You can share with them the gospel of Jesus Christ, and a person's life can be changed. So this church in Corinth, That's what Paul was wanting to see happen there. That instead of sharing gifts, thinking of themselves and thinking of the kind of attention it would bring them, they were sharing. He wanted them to share gifts that would point people to Jesus Christ. And we're called to do the same thing. We're called to do the same thing, to use the giftedness that God gives us to draw people to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, you know, many of you here know the Lord, but someone could share with you a word of edification, a word of comfort, a word of exhortation, and in hearing that word, you can be drawn much closer to the Lord. And that's the whole point. When we leave church this morning, we want to be as close to the Lord as we possibly can. We're not here to maintain a habit. We're here to grow in the Lord. And in growing, sometimes it means doing certain things. Sometimes it means stepping out in faith. And, you know, I wanted to bring these three gifts to your attention because we don't talk about them that often. But God has, for members of this body, a prophetic gift of edification, a prophetic gift of exhortation, and a prophetic gift of comfort. Maybe they'll all be lumped into one. Maybe you'll share with somebody and there'll be a little bit of everything in there. But the important thing to realize is that God can use you, and he can use you in these prophetic gifts. And I pray that he does. I pray that this body will come alive with that wonderful kind of thing that happens when God is using you. And, you know, you realize it. You're thinking, wow, God is using me. And you just rejoice in the Lord and rejoice in the good things that he's doing. And that's what he wants to do here. He doesn't just want you to come and hear a Bible study. That's important. But he wants to use you. He wants to use you for his glory, for his honor. Father, we thank you that you've called us. You've called us to be your sons and daughters. But Lord, it doesn't end there. We're called, as we grow in you, to become closer and closer and closer to you. And as we become closer, Lord, you want to use us. You want to use us to draw other people into that place of closeness, into that place of being willing, being ready to be used by you. And so, Lord, may you do that work in this fellowship. May you cause people to desire spiritual gifts. And then, Lord, we know that as people desire spiritual gifts for the right reasons, that you're going to use them for your glory, for your honor. And for that, Lord, we'll give you thanks and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand together. You say, well, where do I start, Pastor? Well, I'll tell you where some of you need to start. Just hang out a little bit longer. Fellowship with people. Get to know people. And as you get to know them, and as they get to know you, you'll be praying for them. And maybe as you pray for them, God will give you a word. A word of exhortation, a word of edification, a word of comfort. And then you get real bold and you go up and you share with that person. And when you share with that person, there are going to be some people that you share with that are going to be really excited because you told them something that only they knew. But you told them what God is speaking to their hearts and to their lives. And that is going to excite people very much. Why not? Why not ask God how he can use you? Maybe it's not a prophetic gift, but I'm telling you, God has a gift for everybody here, and we need to use those gifts. Amen? God bless you.
Breathe on me, breath of God, breathe on me. Breathe on me, breath of God, breathe on me. I come alive, I'm alive when you breathe on me. I come alive, I'm alive when you breathe on me.
The Lord reminded me of something else some of you perhaps need to do. You've been struggling with something. It might be a problem. It might be a sickness. And you come in here every week. And one of the questions that flashes through your mind is, how am I going to deal with this? Well, I'll tell you one way that you need to start considering is you need to deal with it by bringing it to your Heavenly Father and really letting him know what's going on and asking him for wisdom. So therefore, If you have a situation like that, would you please get prayer? There are fellows up here that will pray with you. I'll be in the foyer. I would count it a privilege to pray with you. There are others that can pray. But get some prayer. You'll be amazed at what happens. God bless you.